First off, credit to Miami. They're a very good basketball team. We had some chances. 18 turnovers is too many. And of course, our guys, they're going to compete and get after it. But in the end, you know, we had a segment there where there's a little bit of a scoring drought, and the turnovers got us. And you got to give credit to Miami. Like I said, they're a good team. We had our chances in that first half. Man, we had some chances to stretch the lead, but we had a couple turnovers in that fast break opportunities when we were pushing the ball ahead, and Miami was able to get some steals that allowed them to maybe stop our run at some times there. But that's the game of basketball. Like I said, two teams fighting, competing to try to get a win, and it was no issue with our effort. Guys, you know, gave everything they had. Just we fell a little short. second half, one for nine from 3-point range, and those turnovers ended up was the difference in the game. And they were able to get, again, just like the first game, they got to the free throw line 25 times the first game, this game 26. And that was a big difference, our turnovers. But when you look at it, those extra points from the free throw line makes a big difference.
It seems like the touch fouls kind of didn't go your way. Any kind of 50-50 calls didn't really seem to go your way. And there's a huge disparity in the foul calls just in general, even though both teams are being pretty physical. What kind of any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'd rather take the high road on my personal feelings on the officiating. And like I said, I have great respect for the three officials that worked the game today, and they know that. Of course, when you're coaching, you're not always going to agree with everything, but I have the highest level of respect for all three guys, and sometimes things are going to go your way and sometimes not. If I anything privately that I want to have a discussion, I'll deal with Brian Kersey and Paul Brazzo and go from there and see what they think. But I had the highest level of respect for the three guys that officiate. And I said this 1,000 times, officials have a hard job. In basketball, sometimes balls and whistles go your way, you know, and sometimes it doesn't. That's just the way the game goes. And that's just the way it is. However, things that we can control, we're not always going to control with the calls, but things that we can control is what we can control is we've got to be better about taking care of the ball. There was a couple things there where they were able to, when we went small, they were able to get inside of the paint. That's the issue when we go small, is they're able to score into us in the paint. They had 36 paint points. We did a good job guarding the three, but that's kind of the issue in going small. So those are things that we've got to be better about on being better. And I've told our guys, like, hey, look, we can't worry about a call, a missed call, or basketball. There's going to be times where you're going to get you got fouled and they didn't call it, or there's going to be times where maybe you didn't get fouled and they do call it. I mean, that's just basketball, but we can't dwell on that. The only one should be focused on the officials, if there is something to focus on, would be me. And so we've got to learn to just get to the next play, not let those things affect us. And that's just part of us understanding that, because I think, you know, we are getting better. We are getting better. The issue tonight was the difference was the turnovers, 18 turnovers. So that's just the bottom line. But just to sum it up with the officials, I had the highest level of respect of all three guys. And everybody knows, I know the officials have a very tough job. Coach's job is to get on the officials during the course of the game. And, you know, you're doing that. I don't really get on them as much. I know here and there, but because I'm focused on coaching. And as basketballs, we all know sometimes things go your way, sometimes it doesn't. That's just the flow of the game. We've got to really be really laser sharp and focus on things that we can control. And that's just my 2 cents on that.
What was your sense of what happened in that double technical situation?
I think there was just some talking between a couple guys and. You know, that I don't think it was anything more than that. I just think it was a competitive game. Both teams wanted to win. Just got a little chirpy. That's just part of the game. Thankfully, nothing happened. There was no physical altercations or anything. It was just some, you know, two teams being a couple of the guys being chirpy there. Nothing more than that.
Thank you.
I thought the refs did a good job handling it, stepping in right away. I thought all three officials stopped it right away, which is a credit to those three guys.
In terms of, this was almost a mirror of the game in Atlanta.
Absolutely.
And you guys fought back better in the second half and were able to stay in the game, didn't let it get pulled away as much. But kind of keep talking about what happened at the end of the half, and then
we got stuck scoring again. We got in that scoring drought, Kelly, and we had some chances to really up the lead, and we made those key turnovers, especially in transition. And we had 10 turnovers the first half. If you cut that to 5 and you get a couple more shots because we were shooting the ball well, maybe it becomes a different game. But, we're getting better. I love our team. We're getting better. We're improving. And we just got to keep staying the course. We've got a really another great opportunity on Saturday versus Virginia. And but we've got to – when you have the issue of the droughts that we've had this year, you just can't compound it with the turnovers, and that's kind of the biggest thing. But our fight, our effort, our intensity was great. I thought we did some good things defensively. However, when we went small, they were able to get into the paint. So I've got to be I got to watch the film, and – sometimes I'm going small to go for offensive purposes, and if it's not helping us, we do end up getting hurt defensively at times. So we just got to look at that.
Sort of answering it, but I would think that Jordan getting the fourth foul.
Jordan Mecca?
Yeah.
I probably should have taken him out looking at it, but you know me well enough, Ken. I play guys with 2, 3, 4 fouls. I'm not big in saving guys. And he made a great play on the offensive rebound. However, he's got to know he's got 3 fouls at that situation. Just let it be. And that was also two free throws for them as well too. So that was I appreciate his effort, but he's got to know better about not getting that foul.
In terms of just the 3-point shooting, and it seemed like in the second half they adjusted really well and were trapping some under guards and then denying looks and not and closing out really well.
I didn't think we were as productive as going small offensively. And I went with it. Probably looking back, I probably should have gone more bigger, whether it was Mecca or Rodney, because we weren't as effective at small the second half. But I was doing it, trying to get us thinking, when we're small, we've got to be effective offensively. Now, we had a stretch. We were going back. We were scoring, and but we couldn't get a stop on the other end, and that was the difference. And they got up by 1, and then we fouled Isaiah Wong on the 3-point shot. And they hit 2. He hit 2 of the 3, and then we came down. I think Mike had that one where he missed. Davon had that layup right there. So those, and then they came down and scored. And that is what ended up hurting us defensively when we weren't scoring offensively. They were able to get the ball into the paint, which allowed them to get some offensive rebounds in some critical times, and then they were allowed to score in the paint. And 36 points in the paint is just too much. Plus, they had 18 fast break points, and a lot of that, is coming off of our turnovers, or it could have been a tough shot here and there. And if we weren't getting enough out of being small, I've got to look at that times. I just got to be better about trying to stay big.
With about 6 minutes left, I think it was McGussie hit the jumper, and then Devon got called.
They said the referee said the official said that Debo pushed him on when the shot went up. He pushed the big kid,
Wartenberg.
And so the kid made the shot, and then Wartenberg got to the free throw line. That was a big swing. Obviously, I didn't see it. I mean, I got to watch the film. I got to see what Debo did. If he, we use the word cracking back, meaning like using your butt to it, to crack back on the thighs, but you can't do 2 hands. I don't know if he did. I've got to watch the film. So I didn't see it in live action. I didn't see the replay on the Jumbotron. So but the official, he said it was pretty clear as day. So I just got to watch the tape.
One more.
Just, I imagine the frustration is going to be sort of peaked right now for you. Just, you've had all these opportunities to close games up and lead and
hump. Yeah, Kelly, we're getting better. There's no doubt about that. I love our guys. However, that being said, the frustrating thing is we've blown a lot of games this year. And for whatever reason that may be, you know, I mean, it could have been some turnovers, could be different things, figuring out lineups. And a lot of it, you know, when you're looking at it, that falls on Coach Pastner, not on the players. That falls directly on me. So that's where my frustration is we've blown a lot of games. And, you know, I knew, as I've mentioned, that when we this year, you know, losing Alvarado and Wright, that we were going to be taking, you know, could be taking a step back. And then once I knew that I was lost Parham in October, like those are big losses. And I felt, you know, we struggled the first game and then we won five straight. We went 5-1 and I thought, okay, maybe, you know, we were able to turn the corner. And then there was that stretch where Wisconsin, we had a chance to win the game. LSU, we were up 19. You know, Carolina, we were up going in the second half. And I just think that we didn't really recover from that in a sense where we've been so rocky. We had a great win against Georgia State, and I thought we were about to turn the corner, and then we ended up hitting the COVID pause. And then we just were – and we continue to be kind of rocky. We are getting better. I mean, I really believe we're getting better, so I love our team. It's the frustrating thing is we've had some opportunities to have a different record because we've been right there to win some of these games. We just haven't been able to get over the hump. And I love our guys, and so I've got to do a better job. That's not on our players. That's on me.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you coming.